Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is undergoing treatment at a military hospital after being diagnosed with the coronavirus. He's expected to stay there for a few days. He released a video taped shortly before leaving for Walter Reed Military Medical Center.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
His doctor released a statement later that the president is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir and is doing very well. He said the president does not need supplemental oxygen. A spokesman says the vice president, Mike Pence, who would take over if the president becomes incapacitated, has tested negative for the virus. The White House says President Trump was sent to the hospital in an abundance of caution, that he and his wife exhibited mild symptoms. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports some Trump supporters are expressing confidence in his recovery.
At a coffee shop in Virginia Beach, Amelia DeCruz said she supported Trump in 2016 and is leaning toward doing so again this year. She sees him as strong and ready to fight off the virus.
I think Trump's pretty resilient. And he'll probably power on through it.
Even if she has some misgivings about his personality.
Trump's too obnoxious to probably suffer.
DeCruz acknowledged it's impossible to know how the coronavirus will affect any individual. Health experts say Trump's age and weight put him at higher risk of serious illness. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
U.S. Senator Tom Tillis has tested positive for COVID-19. This could affect plans to quickly fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. From member station WUNC, Jeff Tiberi reports.
Tillis is the second Republican senator to announce he tested positive for the virus, joining Mike Lee of Utah. Both men are on the Senate Judiciary Committee and attended Sunday's Rose Garden ceremony, nominating Amy Coney Barrett to the High Court. Normally, that Senate Judiciary Committee has 22 members. However, without Lee or Tillis, it would be an even 10-10 Republican-Democrat split. In a statement, Tillis said he is asymptomatic. The Republican incumbent is trailing in his re-election bid. On Thursday night, he debated Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham at a local TV studio. Cunningham will get tested soon, as well as the moderator and photojournalists who were in the studio. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, who also attended the Rose Garden event last weekend, says she is also tested positive. She says her symptoms are mild. Other confirmed cases include Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien and Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. You're listening to NPR News. A court released 15 hours of audio recordings Friday from the grand jury proceedings in the Breonna Taylor case. Amina Elani of member station WFPL in Louisville reports the tapes touch on a key component of the case, whether the officers knocked before entering.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has said that before the raid, officers had been ordered to announce themselves despite the no-knock warrant, and that one neighbor corroborated the officers' claim that they did so before entering Breonna Taylor's apartment by force. Several other neighbors said they did not hear the police identify themselves that night. Investigator Herman Hall told jurors that one neighbor told him,
"He would have felt safer if he would have heard Louisville Metro Police Department announced, because he was thinking that he was being robbed."
When police burst in, Taylor's boyfriend shot at them, prompting them to shoot back. Kenneth Walker said he did not know they were police. For NPR News, I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.
Wildfires in California this year have burned an area larger than the state of Connecticut, nearly 4 million acres. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. At least 31 people have died. A major fire in the hills of Napa and Sonoma counties exploded in size in recent days. It now threatens more than 28,000 homes and other buildings. The National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Gamma, which formed over the northwestern Caribbean Friday. It's now headed towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It's expected to make landfall on Saturday. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.